Do you feel ugly? Like nobody loves you? Like your vagina smells like putrid fish? Kinda like the dumpster at the Red Lobster after a really busy night? That's understandable. Granted. I mean, it is true. You're not as beautiful as me, Cheryl Murkowski. You know, anyways, I'm Cheryl Murkowski, 25-year-old beautiful woman, smoker, and owner of 3/4 of a lung. Why don't you come on over to my website, whorehole.org? Maybe I can help you out. Maybe I can show you the true beauty in life. Come on over. It'll be real smoky.
Distorted View Daily proudly presents an elderly man who may or may not be clinically insane.
Fried big pussy. Once you eat one of these big pussy pork rinds, you'll never eat another human pussy again. But fuck human pussy. I fuck dead pigs. You read all about it in Heartburn, how I fucked them dead pigs before turned them into pork rinds. Fart an umbilical cord out of your phony asshole, and I'll hang a pig with it while I impregnate you with my 80-year-old pork rind dick. You give birth to a dead pig, and we'll turn him into pork rind. I'll eat pork rinds with God. Eat pork rinds, eat dead pigs. Eat pork rinds, eat dead pigs. Eat pork rinds, eat dead pigs. Salt their dead skin and put them in plastic bags. Fuck you, you fucking farting robots. Suck my dead pig. Suck my dead pig.
Hey freaks, it's Monday, April 14th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, Viagra, pornos, and condoms. Everything an old man needs not to fuck his wife. Plus, aliens and AIDS. The shocking connection. And killing your wife over dirty dishes. It's a domestic abuse PSA waiting to happen. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Ah, yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Monday podcast. Hope you guys had a great weekend. I sure did. We did a weekend program for everyone, so I hope you enjoyed that. Today, I just got word that my federal income tax has been accepted. Good news. I'll be paying that for the rest of the year. Oh, it wasn't pretty. It was a disaster. Please sign up for the sideshow. I need those $50 memberships. I'll be paying my taxes for the next 3 years. No, it was kind of expected that it was going to be a large sum. I'm not going to tell you guys exactly how much I owe, but I will say it's greater than $5,000 by several thousand dollars. I was kind of expecting it, but, you know, a little bit of planning goes a long way, and I'll remember that for next year, because I sure as hell didn't practice that this year. No, everything's fine. You know, it's funny, though, because I could never understand why people get nervous on tax day, because it's like, up until this point, I was like, yeah, fucking tax day is awesome! You do your taxes, you get a big fucking refund check, and then I buy a flat panel TV or something. It's good times! Now I understand why. It's a disaster, I hate it, a nightmare, and I just want to crawl and piss my pants and die. So I have that going for me. I'm sure you guys don't want to hear me cry and whine like a little bitch the whole episode, so I've got some great audio to play for you. I gotta be honest with you, I don't think there's any amount of prefacing that could possibly explain what the hell is going on in this clip, so let's just take a listen.
First time I looked at my genitals around the age of 10, I was instantly horrified. My inner lips looked like those funny things that dangled from a chicken's neck. One night after having sex, my lover said I had a beautiful cunt, and he asked if he could look more closely. On the verge of tears, I confessed I'd stretched my inner lips from too much childhood masturbation. With a look of disbelief, he said I was not only perfectly normal, but the form of my genitals was one of his favorite styles.
Oh, it's like a pussy convention we've got here. It's like a bunch of group of women in a circle, pussies fully exposed, talking about their pussies and their pussy experiences. It's a pussy caucus. And it's perfect for Distorted View. The first woman who's talking is some old lady.
But the form of my genitals was one of his favorite styles.
Ooh.
I compared the different forms of our genitals to architectural styles.
All right. All right, Loretta, your pussy has a huge base to it. And I noticed the clitoris is really long. I'm going to call your cunt a skyscraper. And Bethany, your pussy is so large, I'm guessing it could fit a family of four. I'm going to call your vagina a Cape Cod style. Excuse me, a Cape Cunt style. All right, what is she talking about? She's going to describe... All right, what the hell is she talking about? She's going to compare these women's pussies to different architectural designs.
A classical cunt with perfect proportions and symmetrical inner lips.
Mm-hmm.
A gothic vulva with cathedral-shaped arches.
Ew. I've got a gothic pussy! Slam your rod into my cathedral doors! Is this supposed to be like a compliment? You've got a gothic pussy?
A baroque pussy with elaborate drapery.
Oh, that sounds gross. Dangling beef curtains.
An art deco yoni with graceful
what?
Fluted lines. A modern vulva with simple forms.
If I had a pick a vulva, that's what I'd want. Very modern, just simple, clean... Emphasis on clean lines.
A modern vulva with simple forms.
Ah, it is a talking pussy. That is a mouth.
Yeah, now they're going around in a circle, and the women are showing off their pussies. And this woman is pulling and pushing her pussy so her inner lips look like a mouth.
Perfect, with lips, expressive.
It's a tongue. Mm-hmm, it's a tongue, it's all there.
Tuck her up and kiss. Yeah.
Let's check in with
when
another pussy here.
Touch my vulva, there would be the smell on my fingers that was really interesting. I'd be like, you know.
A little douche will take care of that, honey.
Touching and like kind of scratching my nose or something. Trying to be like really sly about it. And my mom saw me do that one day and just whipped around and screamed at me and told me, stop touching yourself and smelling yourself. I was just like, oh my.
Right, that's called good parenting right there.
Just fluff it.
Huh?
I want to be in there.
Look at the lines coming out on her inner lips.
Right, yeah.
Look at the layers.
Oh.
This is truly a Baroque.
Oh, that's
a Baroque.
That's very nice.
Do you see how her inner lips hug each other?
Yes.
It is too wonderful. Now watch how big her inner lips are when she opens them up.
All right, this is why the guy on Dr. Phil thinks all women are stupid, because he sees shit like this. Women naked in a circle, gawking at each other's vaginas, talking about their pussy drapery. Guys would never do this. Oh, Frank, that is a beautiful purple mushroom head. And look at Gary's loose foreskin. That is gorgeous. Why don't you bunch it up with your fingers? Make it into a mouth. I want it to talk to me. Meanwhile, what do women do while the men are out working?
Circle your fingers around the vaginal wall to stir up the juices and aerate your vagina by letting it breathe.
Oh. And that's one to grow on. Now, at the end of this pussy conference or whatever the hell is going on, they all give themselves a round of applause. And naturally, they do it by slapping their cunts. Take a listen to this juicy round of applause.
Around
the
whole area. That's what the drum is.
Hey, nice drum.
It is a drum.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it is a drum.
Oh. All right, okay. Thank you, ladies. That's enough cunt slapping out of you. Got one more clip for you, and this is a compilation of news bloopers. Corey sent this in a while ago, and I haven't played it. We did play one of them at the end of yesterday's program after the ending music, but here are some more news bloopers from ABC 25.
When you ring the Navy Safety Center in Norfolk, a woman's recorded voice suggestively asks you to stay on the line and continue the call for $1.99.
And here is a guy talking to his producer out on the field or something.
It doesn't matter whether or not I'm blind or not. It's whether or not the people can see me at home or I look like a shadowy figure crawling around in the bushes getting ready to walk in their window and rape their cat.
Hello, everyone. I'm Karen Adams. Among the stories we're working on, don't roll the prompter backwards, dip ass.
No matter where you grow up, every child knows the sound of the ice cream truck barreling into their neighborhood.
Ooh.
It's a sound that gets kids running.
First Coast, can we have some more like that? Well, it looks like it. My details in my forecast in my pants coming up.
I'm Taylor Phillips for ABC 25 today. Back to you, Jan.
Thank you, Taylor, a terrible accident on the west side.
You ever notice that when the anchors have their hands below their desk, they just feel so much better?
There you go. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effed up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the archives, every single episode of Distorted View, plus extended shows. We did several of those last week, and we should be doing one tomorrow as well, plus exclusive shows, video casts, and so much more. Superfreaksideshow.com. Sign up today so you don't miss a thing. First story, and I can pay my tax bill. First story we have for you today. Do you know who Tricia Walsh Smith is? How about Philip Smith? Probably not, unless you're a careless fairy.
Be careful you don't get AIDS, pervert.
Tricia Walsh Smith is a British playwright and actress. Philip Smith is a powerful New York theater impresario. So when the marriage of Tricia Walsh Smith and 74-year-old Philip Smith hit the rocks, the results were always likely to be dramatic. Yesterday, the former Grange Hill and Benny Hill actress... How can you take any actress seriously when she's most known for acting over these credits? Like, you can't perform Shakespeare with this playing. Out, damn spot! All right. Tricia Walsh Smith. All right, yeah. Yesterday, the former Grange Hill and Benny Hill actress, actress, should be in quotation marks, revealed she still had a gift for the big theatrical gesture when she took to the internet with intimate claims against her estranged husband. In a 6-minute rant posted on the YouTube website, 49-year-old Mrs. Walsh Smith talks directly to the camera and says, "We never had sex. He said it was because he had high blood pressure. I accepted that. Then last year I found Viagra." You know what? Why don't we just let the YouTube video speak for itself? And of course, I'll put a link to this on the show notes today.
Oh, another thing. We never had sex. Ooh. He said it was because he had high blood pressure and he was older than me, and I accepted that. But then last year when we went through this, I found Viagra, porn movies, and condoms.
So maybe she should have showed the porno movies. Like, what, the titles and everything. That would have been good.
I should call him up.
Would have got him in a little bit of trouble.
So maybe I should call him up and ask him, just tell him we're filming and ask him what he wants me to do with the condoms. That'd be fun.
All right, she's going to call her husband.
All right, Philip's on a conference call.
Yeah.
I'm filming at the moment. We're doing a video for YouTube. I don't know if you know, but you know, Philip and I never had sex, but he's got Viagra and condoms and stuff here and porn movies. Just ask him what he wants me to do with them. Would you?
That poor assistant.
Wait. You want me to ask him this now?
Yeah, just ask him what he wants me to do with the condoms and the porn movies and the Viagra. We're filming for YouTube. I've got a film crew here. We're in the kitchen.
I have a feeling the guy is going to use this video against her in court. You know, like defamation or something.
So, Does he mind what I do with his condoms and stuff? We're just talking about, you know, the fact that there's no sex life.
Okay.
And that he's trying to throw me out of the apartment. And ask him if it's okay still if I'm going to go to London. Because, you know, I should be in London.
I don't know what I should do with the condoms.
I know that accent's making me flaccid. That's right. Usually when I'm recording the show, I sport a boner. All right, Ms. Walsh-Smith, who has admitted having a drinking problem, goes on to say, does he mind what I do with his condoms and stuff? The actress says in her biography that her father was in the RAF, the Royal Air Force, is that right? Until the age of 12, she traveled the world with her family. She's been in 500 commercials, and a cult film called Terror. Starting in 1986, she started to concentrate on her writing, and her first play, Bonkers, premiered at the Man in the Moon Theater in London.
Every time folks eat super fruity Bonkers fruit candy, it makes a big hit.
Bonkers, bonks you out.
I miss Bonkers candy so much. That has absolutely nothing to do with this news story aside from the fact this bitch's first play was called Bonkers. The YouTube video in which Mrs. Walsh-Smith claims her husband is worth more than $60 million fumes that his two grown-up daughters will inherit all of his money. And this immediately became the talk of the theater world in New York after the YouTube video was released. Her rant also reveals that a prenuptial agreement contained a clause allowing her husband to evict her from her Manhattan home in 30 days if he had grounds for divorce, such as this YouTube video. So there you go. Drama off the stage. Second story we have for you today. A San Rafael man is facing felony drug and traffic charges after ramming other vehicles in what he called a secret government experiment for Area 51. Cuckoo. Antonio Patronostro, 43, was charged Tuesday with driving while intoxicated and causing injury, plus reckless driving and hit and run with injuries. Patronostro, or whatever the hell this guy's name is, was arrested Sunday evening on southbound Highway 101 after his car bumped into three other vehicles in 55-mile-per-hour traffic. Patronostro told the officer that the vehicle could fly if he went fast enough. You have to go 88 miles an hour for that to happen, and basically just started bouncing off of cars. He was under the influence of cocaine, Valium, and marijuana, and stated that it was a top-secret experiment with his doctor for Area 51 and the government. He also stated that he was working for a cure for AIDS by taking the drugs. Finally, a cure for AIDS. It's the miracle combination of Valium, marijuana, and cocaine. Can't believe doctors never tried combining those three before. Area 51 is a secretive military base in southern Nevada thought by UFO buffs to be a hub of extraterrestrial activity. Patronostro was booked into the county jail and bail was set for $50,000. He faces more than 3 years of prison if convicted. Two motorists suffered minor injuries in the incident. Final story we have for you today, an old woman has died. What a perfect way to end the show. Bonus, it was because of domestic abuse. Yay! The 64-year-old victim was found dead in her northeastern Philadelphia home on Friday. Philadelphia police say a 64-year-old woman was found dead after she was killed by her roommate over the proper way to wash a glass. That's right. This woman was killed because a tumbler she washed had spots on it. I think they have a case against Cascade, quite frankly. Sue the shit out of them. Yes, police say 20-year-old Jerry Jean assaulted and killed 64-year-old Jocelyn DeSay in her Hasbrook Avenue home on April 5th. Police say he assaulted her, stabbed her... sure. Stabbed her in the neck multiple times. We'll give that one three dings for multiple times. Wrapped her in bed linens and put her body between a wall and her bed. Jean cleaned up the home following DeSay's murder and continued living there. Jean was arrested and will be charged with murder. Sure, another ding. Abuse of a corpse and possession of an instrument of crime. The victim's body was found Friday when police went to her home for a wellness check after her family had not heard from her in days. Isn't that how it always goes? That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaks.
Hey Tim, it's Rob from Cleveland. I'm currently at the queue at a Cleveland Gladiators game right now, and if you can hear it in the background, I'm not sure. The Cleveland Gladiators are getting rickrolled. It's playing on the Jumbotron here. Oh. Anyways, just wanted to point that out. Alright man, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Alright, a little rickrolling in progress.
Hey Tim, I let my Sideshow membership lapse.
I couldn't really afford it.
But then I got my tax return. You know, I'm getting that economic stimulus thing. And so
that's exactly what the government wants you to use your economic stimulus check for. Sideshow memberships. Multiple Sideshow memberships. Oh, the government would be pleased if they found out that was what you're using it for.
$50 for the annual subscription. My question is, you know, I didn't cancel. I just didn't pay you. Let it lapse, like I said, and am I going to get bad credit for that? Because, like most DB listeners, I have impeccable credit. I wouldn't want to, you know, go down a couple.
Hard time believing that.
Anyway, I'm going to go listen to your show.
Yes, Distorted View has. I have enrolled a collection service to come after you. No, if you let your $50 membership lapse, or for some reason you don't have enough money in your PayPal account, it'll just cancel your membership. So if you want to sign up again, just go to superfreaksideshow.com, click on sign up, and you'll be all set.
Hey, Jen, this is Frankie, and hopefully you play both these voice messages in one show. But I forgot to add, though, is, you know, everybody loves your distorted view and sense of reenactment. So why don't you make this promise to everybody? Every episode of Distorted View Daily, hold on.
Nice.
Excuse me. Good beer. Every episode of Distorted View Daily guaranteed has to have at least one of your insensitive reenactments. Because, come on, man. The news stories you tell, you got to do your own reenactments of them.
All right, maybe I'll start doing more reenactments if that's what you people want. And if you give me $5 a month or $50 a year, I'll make sure that happens.
Hey, Tim, I got a new sex term for you.
Oh, again, my listeners always sound depressed. All right, bizarre sex term time.
Bizarre sex terms, yeah.
All right, let's see what his bizarre sex term is here.
From a friend of mine named Vince, called Benicio from The Hunted, where the guy, I guess, pulled some blood up in his hand and threw it at Tommy Lee Jones.
Okay.
It's kind of like that, but it's where you're about to come, and then you go on the girl's back, pull it up in your hand, and swing it in her face, and then run down the dorm.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Next time I want to hear a smile on your face through the phone, okay?
Hey, Tim, Sean here from the Tone Deaf Radio Show. Hey, I'm just calling because I found a new Linda Finkel song.
What?
While I was checking out music on the Podstate Music Network. It's called Welcome to the Race for Hillary. It's all about welcoming Hillary Clinton to
Linda Finkel has a new song?
The presidential race. You gotta check it out. It's pretty funny.
All right, tomorrow on the show, new Linda Finkel. I'm so glad she's still producing music. You'd think after all of my listeners posting on her MySpace page, talking about how awful she is, and we named a segment of the show after her featuring horrible musicians, you'd think she would get the hint, but apparently she didn't. She's still producing music, and we'll play that tomorrow on the show.
Tim, it's the gay, black, Jewish, Nazi for Christ in Canada.
All right.
Listen, my son and I were just in the local grocery store, and I found some Jones Pure Cane Sugar Soda.
Yes.
And surprising that it's available in Canada, of all places.
Yeah.
It was 97 cents a bottle, and I got blue bubblegum and root beer. And I haven't tried them yet, but I'm just wondering, is 97 cents, like, a lot of money for this stuff, for... Is it a reasonable price? If it is, I mean, with the exchange rate being what it is, I'll hook you up. Anyway.
Oh, well, Pure Cane Sugar Jones Cola is pretty much, at least down here in Columbus, it's pretty easy to find. So I've tried a lot of that stuff already.
Show,
someone did send me, they do produce Pure Cane Cola, you know. Like, they have different flavors of Jones, like blueberry and Razzle Dazzleberry or whatever the hell. But they also, in some places, I guess, sell cola. And I was able to try that, and it was very good. But thank you very much for the offer.
Chigoo!
Chigoo to you!
Hi, Tim. This is Kristen. And I was just listening to one of your old shows. And I know that I hate to hear other people listening on shows when they haven't been caught up. But on your Wednesday show, after you played the Dr. Phil chauvinistic guy,
right,
you said that women have hard decisions to make, you know, what kind of lipstick to wear. I actually work for Clinique, and you named two different lipsticks that Clinique sells. And I want to know, was that a coincidence, or do you actually know the colors of lipstick that Clinique sells?
I'm so glad someone actually caught that. I actually, believe it or not, when I do my stupid show, I do research, and I didn't want to list fake lipstick ones. I actually wanted to find funny, real lipstick brands. So I did a little bit of searching on the internet. No, I don't use Clinique lipstick, but thank you very much for catching that. That, my friends, is all the time we have on this episode of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. As you know, God, I'm sorry, I have to confess to this. I've stretched my inner lips out from too much childhood masturbation. Vote for us a podcast alley, subscribe via iTunes, dig us on dig.com, and we will see you back tomorrow for the Big Tuesday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody!
When I would touch my vulva, there would be the smell on my fingers.